DRA can be implemented in different ways. One variation of DRA is differential reinforcement of incompatible behavior, or DRI. With DRI, a desirable behavior that is physically incompatible with the problem behavior is reinforced, while reinforcement is withheld for problem behavior. For example, if the problem behavior was hand flapping, differentially reinforcing a task that required the use of hands, such as drawing, would be physically incompatible with hand flapping, and therefore could be described as DRI. Another variation of DRA is functional communication training, or FCT, which is sometimes referred to as differential reinforcement of communication. With FCT, an appropriate communicative response is reinforced and problem behavior is placed on extinction. There are times when an individual has not learned socially appropriate ways to help meet their needs. As a result, many times there's a relationship between an individual's language ability and problem behavior. For example, Sam tends to hit his peers a lot during free play time. After an assessment, it was determined that Sam's aggression was maintained by access to tangible items such as toys. It was observed that if another child was playing with a toy, Sam would hit the other child, and as a result, would gain access to the toy. This is obviously a problem because we don't want people to use aggression as a way of having their needs met. In Sam's case, it was also determined that he simply didn't have the skills needed to ask, "Can I play with that?" FCT would be used to reinforce appropriate verbal responses that serve the same function as aggression, that is to gain access to the toy. These socially appropriate communication responses would be reinforced and aggression would be placed on extinction.